You're listening again to Let the Bible Speak. Thank you for joining with us through the program, and we have now just a couple of minutes on Righteousness Exalteth a Nation. And this week I want to emphasize the curse and the bondage that alcohol brings many people into. I hate the use of alcohol when I learn how Lot fell into immorality. And I want to read you this because it's a well, for most people, an obscure account, but it's heavily documented here in Genesis 19, and I read from verse 30. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us, after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in, and lay with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that he may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. Oh, this is a very sad account here in God's word of Lot falling into incest with his daughters, being in a stupor, having drunk and overdrunk with wine. Oh, the dangers of alcohol. These two young women, they knew the influence that alcohol would have upon their father. They knew that it would knock him out of his senses and put him into a form of stupor, that he would behave wrongly and that he may even have his conscience seared and his memory erased from these events. These are the influences of alcohol that can be wrongly used, and it becomes the abuse of alcohol, and it is inevitable when people give in to these things that through the influence of alcohol they fall into immorality. I want to also read to you about Nadab and Abihu. These young men offered strange fire in the place of worship, for which they were slain, destroyed. And we discover that it was because of the influence of alcohol in the midst of their false worship, because immediately after the event, alcohol was forbidden to be used by Levites. And so this is a dreadful stain upon men of God, men in worship, because of the abuse of alcohol. Then we have Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, and warned in his Proverbs of the evils and addictive powers of alcohol. Proverbs 23:29. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his colour in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I shall seek it yet again. Oh, the evils of the curse of alcohol, and I bid you to flee from it. And we pray that this nation, which is one of the highest alcohol consumption nations in the world, that this nation may be delivered from its curse. Let us work to that end, and may God set people free from this horrible addiction. May we pray for that also. Stay tuned now for these closing announcements.